Thanks for tuning into Dakulo Wire. Dyer Elementary, the school that moved. Dyer Elementary holds an 8 out of 10 rating and serves about 893 students. It also carries the lowest parent rating of any Dakulo Dress Elementary School, which makes it a useful case study in why ratings and reviews shouldn't be read as the same thing. Most schools stay put. Dyer picked up and moved. The basics. Dyer Elementary serves grades PK and K-5 at 1707 Hurricane Shoals Road Northeast under Principal Michael DiFilippo, with roughly 893 students. It anchors the Mountain View cluster. Students go on to Twin Rivers Middle in Buford and then Mountain View High in Lawrenceville. Where the name comes from? The school honors Jewel Jardine Dyer, who died in Notice of Violation Ember 1960. Dyer had served as principal of both Sewanee High School and Grayson High School, and was assistant superintendent of Gwinnett County Public Schools for 4 years at the time of his death. A school with two addresses and two identities. J.G. Dyer Elementary was funded by a bond referendum and built during the 1970-71 school year to relieve overcrowding at Lawrenceville Elementary. Until construction finished, students in grades 1 through 3 were taught in portable classrooms at Lawrenceville. Its cluster assignment has shifted more than once. Dyer originally sat in what became the Central Gwinnett Cluster, was later redistricted into the Dakulo Cluster, and today belongs to Mountain View. The biggest change came in 2009, when a replacement school opened and students and staff moved from the old facility on High Hope Road to the current building on Hurricane Shoals Road. The new facility was designed by Smallwood, Reynolds, Stewart, Stewart & Associates and built by Carol Daniel Construction, formally dedicated on October 25, 2009, with Principal Donna Torbush welcoming the community. The move came with a full identity change. School colors went from green and white to black and gold to match the Mountain View cluster, and the mascot changed from the dragon to the Mountain View bear. By the numbers. Great schools rating, 8 out of 10, above average for Georgia. Regular attendance, 2024 88% against 80% district, 78% state. Parent rating, 3.0 stars across 22 reviews, the lowest among Dakulo Dress Elementary Schools. Programs, gifted and talented, great schools note strong support for students learning English. Reading the rating versus reviews gap. Dyer is the clearest local example of two measures pointing different directions. Its academic rating, 8 out of 10, is stronger than Alcova's or Harbin's, both 6 out of 10, yet its parent rating, 3.0, is the weakest of the group, while Alcova posts a 3.9. Neither number should be read alone. Great schools ratings are built largely from state test results. Parent reviews are a small, self-selected sample, 22 posts collected over years, few enough that a handful of frustrated families can set the tone. The honest read, the academic signal is good, and some parents have had experiences worth asking about directly. Getting to school is about to get safer. Gwinnett commissioners approved $1.33 million in 2023 SPLOST funding for sidewalk and pedestrian improvements along Hurricane Shoals Road, running from the school to Retreat Drive, plus additional construction on the west side of Rabbit Hill Circle. For families whose children walk, that's a direct quality of life improvement. What to ask on a tour? Given the review gap, ask direct questions. How does the school communicate with parents when a child is struggling, and what does the response look like? Ask about gifted identification and reading intervention specifics. Verify your attendance zone with the district. Dyer's boundaries have changed repeatedly over its history. Be sure to subscribe to never miss an update from DakuloWire.com.